Hello everybody, and welcome to the June edition of the Mid-Essex Talking News magazine. My name is Janet Edwards. I'm the regular hostess for the Talking Newspapers, but I'm going to be guiding you through the index of the magazine. Summer is forecast to be on the way, at last, so items like advice on garden watering and keeping houseplants alive while you're away from home reflect that. Items also cover special events like Father's Day and D-Day anniversaries. And of course we have our usual updates on what is happening in the world of health and charities. So enjoy. The stories are, number 3, Ray Hardesty is bringing you up to date with developments around our charity. Now we have site-related items. Number 4, how one poor individual is coping while being faced with both sight and hearing loss. Number 5, guide dogs have proved 40 ways the charity can be assisted by those without sight volunteering. Number 6, a very personal view of counselling from someone who suffers from macular issues. Now our health and wellbeing items. Number 7 explains all the legal implications of someone receiving a diagnosis of dementia. Number 8 is how to relieve the effects of cancer through exercise. And number 9 gives details of a research initiative that shows wearing hearing aids helps reduce cognitive decline. Number 10 is the first tune from a local brass band. And now we have some items on life in and around the home. Number 11 goes into detail on correct ways of watering your garden. And number 12 is a recipe for tasty beer bread. Number 13 explains how to grow the best hydrangeas. Now some help and advice items. Number 14 shows how batch cooking meals could save you a great deal of money. Number 15 gives advice on caring for houseplants while you are away from home for a while. And number 16 demonstrates how stretching exercises can improve your general health and well-being. Number 17 is our second brass band tune. Now some news backgrounds. Number 18 explains a woman's successful fight against blood cancer. Number 19 reports on research that discovered that we in Mid-Essex are a relatively happy bunch. And number 20 suggests again from research that those living in privately rented homes may have shorter lives than others. Now we've got 3 items of general topics. Number 21 offers thoughts on celebrating and being celebrated on Father's Day. 22 is a look at the music that families are choosing for loved ones' funerals. And number 23 describes a walk around Tiptree and Tolstant Knights. While number 24 is our third brass band interlude. Now we have 3 items about the charities and community. Number 25 covers a charity's thinking on the need for an annual wellbeing week. Number 26 gives details on how a site researcher has his project funded by a charity. And number 27 reports on the 10th anniversary of Eye Clinic Liaison Officers. Now we have some historical topics. Number 28 explains how a First World War German prisoner managed to escape from Essex. Number 29 looks at the history of iconic red public telephone boxes. And number 30 is a memory jogger as it goes through the comics we enjoyed as youngsters. Now we have a bonus story on a site-related topic. Number 31 gives details on the woman who is set to be this country's first overseas blind ambassador. and bonus stories on health topics. Number 32 looks at how a new drug has changed the life of a local cystic fibrosis boy. And number 33 explains how a Witten man came to be content with his own defective skin. Number 34 illustrates how a bold woman is annoyed at the comments made on social media by those who do not understand her condition. Number 35 covers the reaction of people in Essex about the national debate on sick notes. Number 36 is a meaningful look at the topic of assisted dying, which is now being talked about more openly. Number 37 details how the latest research has highlighted the lack of finance and support available to carers. Now we have some bonus charity and community topics. Number 38 illustrates how an adopted woman is now volunteering to assist orphan children. 39 details how a charity is raising money across Mid-Essex. And number 40 gives hope that a national award is improving outcomes for disabled performers in the area. Number 41 explains the costs that Essex County Council is facing in its efforts to clear the worst backlog of assessments in the country. Now we have some bonus news backgrounds. Number 42 reports on a rare D-Day find made by a Braintree man. And number 43 records how a Dunmow teen is starring in his first feature film while still at school. Number 44 is unusual because it looks behind the crime headlines to explain the continuing effects of break-ins. Number 45, a personal item from a local press reporter who travelled on a charity convoy to Ukraine. Number 46, with migrants at the former RAF Wethersfield, this item looks at revelations about the government's policy over asylum deaths. Number 47 goes into detail on the recipients of the 2024 Maldon Town Community Awards. Number 14 gives a campaigner's update on the state of knife crime in Essex. And number 49 is soccer. It is a former manager's tribute to the late chairman of Swifts. We're going to conclude with our regular items. Number 50 is our monthly look at the audio titles available from the free RNIB library, and this time it's on the theme of garden. Number 51, 52 and 53 are three poems. And number 54 is a nostalgic short story. Number 55 is June's selection of sayings and quotes to amuse or give you food for thought. And number 56 is our farewell. So please remember to make full use of the features on your playback devices for the skipping the items you're not interested in. And we suggest you also try and remember where those items are that you wish to hear again. You can always return to this index if you lose your way and need redirecting to a specific track. So we hope you enjoy listening to this June edition of your magazine.